Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Burns Memorial United Methodist Church. My name is Will Morris, and it's a delight to see you all today. Today is a different day. I have already angered some of our congregation members by breaking to them the fact that the worship service would start at 10:30. They were here very early. And let me offer this, because I'm not trying to criticize. When we meet as a combined congregation, generally those services are at 10:30. I do my best to put it in the preceding Sunday's bulletin so that there's a little bit of heads up. And this is sort of the standard procedure from here on out. Any time you are in question about whether or not we will have worship due to snow or rain or flood or pestilence or whatever happens, or you wonder whether the worship service has changed because it's a combined worship, if you call the church phone, I will have updated the message. And I will attempt to do that by midweek. So if you call Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you should have the latest information about our understanding of Sunday. And if it's a day-to-day thing, like Sunday morning and we get 3 feet of snow, I'll as soon as we make the decision not to have worship service, which is usually early in the morning, like 6 a.m., I will put it on the phone system as well. Is that okay? I know, I'm pretty sure everybody's got a phone. I know that Mark Doctor doesn't have a cell phone, but he does have a landline, so we're all right. Smoke signals. We'll send smoke signals to Mark Doctor. So, my apologies if you didn't get the word. If we use that system from here on, I think it'll be valuable. Today is World Communion Sunday. I'm not going to read for you the history that is on the back of your bulletin, but if you're interested, I hope you will read that. This is an opportunity today to donate money to the Church Universal, the United Methodist Church Universal. And that is gifts that go towards scholarships for ethnic and minority students, money that also goes to the ethnic scholarship and ethnic in-service training programs of the General Board of Higher Education and Ministry. One of the hallmarks of the United Methodist Church is our commitment to education and our hope that we can have a clergy that is reflects the diversity of the world. That is why this church supported the Korean-American Congregation of Christ Church. That is why we support the Tongan Fellowship. That is why we support the Ghana Wesley United Methodist Fellowship. Because we believe that God has called all people and all cultures to the good news of Jesus Christ. So if you're interested in education, here's a fun fact to know and tell. How many of you have ever heard of American University? It is a geographic fact that American University borders Wesley Theological Seminary. Why is that? Well, the reason is that American University started out as a United Methodist institution with the seminary right there, and now American is a separate organization. But Methodists are interested in education and have been for a lot of years. So think about donating if you so choose. That would be terrific. Also, a reminder, we will not have a community meal today, but we will have a reception. And it's good stuff. It is cheese and crackers. It is fruit. It is coffee. So if you have an opportunity right after worship service, if you would join us in the parlor, we have treats for you. So please join us. And also, I'm hoping that Kathy uses that opportunity to show some Aurora Crop Hunger Walk videos. I think that's her plan. But let me bring Kathy up because she has some important information about the Aurora Crop Hunger Walk. Daniel Claywitter, what day is the Aurora Crop Hunger Walk? The day that she's about to announce. There we go. Said like a true clergyman. There we go. Daniel, we're hoping that you will walk with us on Sunday, October 20th. Kathy, is Sunday, October 20th the Aurora Crop Hunger Walk?
It is
It is. Daniel, what day is the Aurora Crop Hunger Walk? There we go.
Good morning. I have a short message today, and that is, will you join me in fighting hunger? I have 6 quotes I'm going to give you that hopefully will tug at your heart. Overcoming poverty is not a gesture of charity, it is an act of justice. Nelson Mandela. Lack of work worries me. My children were hungry, and I told them the rice was cooking until they fell asleep hungry. A mother in Egypt. If you can't feed 100 people, then feed just one. Mother Teresa. I skip meals so I can feed my surviving children. Poverty breaks you down, but you should be hopeful and strong. A Delhi mother who lost 2 children to malnutrition. What is poverty? To come home and see your children go hungry and not have anything to give them. A mother in Brazil. It wasn't my turn. The response of a U.S. child when she fell asleep at her desk when asked if she had had anything to eat. It wasn't my turn. Please help us to ensure that those words are not spoken here in the United States or globally around the world. Please consider walking with us, Burns United Methodist Church, as well as 11 other congregations in the Aurora area on Sunday, October 20th. Or you may fill out a rice bag and refill it with coins that you may have. Or bring canned food donations for Aurora Interchurch Task Force. I ask you again, will you join me in helping fight hunger?
Thank you, Kathy. Obviously, it means a lot to you, and it does to all of us. That is an invitation to all people of all congregations to join us on Sunday, October 20th. The other way you can do it is if you'd like to sponsor one of the folks who is walking, and I know the walkers. How many people are planning to walk and have already sponsor forms? Great. Okay, so look around at those hands that are raised, and if you want to donate to a walker, if you're on the web, Kathy can point you toward the Church World Service website. The Aurora Crop Hunger Walk has a website. I have a page on that website if you want to donate through me. We'll make sure your money gets utilized correctly. The other thing I need to tell you, usually this isn't our opportunity every quarter to worship together. I think it was Wednesday or Thursday, there was a death in the larger Tongan community in Denver. Apparently, and I think I have this right, the lay leader of Aurora First Church, her father, she is Tongan, her father is a clergy member, he passed away. And so the Tongan congregation decided that they needed to be at the funeral, which is today at 10 o'clock, so that they could sing in honor and in memory of his passing. So the Tongans won't be with us, but we have some of our wonderful brothers and sisters from Ghana, and I will present to you, I think most of you know, but Pastor Emmanuel Nkansa is the pastor of that congregation. Emmanuel, would you stand up just so we can recognize you? If there's ever a question, look toward the front of the church. He is in the suit that glows. That is Emmanuel. He has a halo, too. Well, I 2 things for you. One, crazy week weather-wise. We kicked on the heat. Is it warm enough in here for you? Okay, so I won't pull out the fire and brimstone sermon for this morning. But thanks to, I think it's Rich Stevens who got the heater going. Thank you, Rich, and Barbara, for your work as well. Thank you. And they say that today it will be 70 degrees, tomorrow will be 80 degrees after Thursday's snow, so who can tell? And I know I want to make sure everybody has the opportunity after the parlor and the reception, because I know that several of you want to get home to your TVs so you can watch the Broncos destroy the Dallas Cowboys. And I apologize for that. I'm kidding. We'll see how it works. You know, that was probably pastoral suicide. Any potential donation that I could have gotten from the fourth row is now gone. So, but did you have an opportunity to look up at the mountains this morning? My goodness, that is beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Well, again, I ask your indulgence that we might donate toward World Communion Sunday. I want you to think about this, that on this Sunday, we are in solidarity with people all over the world who are holding up the body and blood of Jesus Christ and are recommitting their lives to the good news of God's kingdom. That's an amazing thing, to think about the worldwide movement that began well over 2,000 years ago in Jerusalem. So let me ask you at this time, use the opportunity, let us all raise up on our feet, let us look to those close and far in the sanctuary, and welcome each other in the peace of Jesus Christ. Good morning. Welcome back. How many of you watched the Colorado Rapids last night? How many of you know what the Colorado Rapids play? Okay, three people. There we go. What do they play? You did watch them? You were working last night. Would you have watched them had you had the opportunity? Okay. So football is okay for you, right? Okay. Yeah, the rest of the world calls it American football, what we call NFL. So, you know, deal with it, because there's a lot of folks. Anyway, the key about last night's game, the Colorado Rapids beat the second place team in the league 5-1, which is an amazing soccer score, even if it's not your home team. The first goal was scored 14 seconds into the game. So anybody who says that soccer is not an exciting sport, I graciously offer that you're wrong. No, soccer may not be your game, but it's pretty amazing. Bill Mitchell's back. Good to see you, Bill. Okay, here we go.